It's Friday. That means it's time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Soric, to talk about the week's top business stories.
Hey, Steve.
This week, construction started on a new mixed-use project in Midtown Sacramento called 19J. How long will construction last?
Work started with demolition earlier this week, and we should see vertical progress by the end of August. Now, overall, the whole project is expected to take about 16 months.
So what will this place look like when it's done?
Well, the developer, Mohana Development Company, is planning an 11-story project at the site. Now, as its name suggests, this project is at 19th and J Streets in Midtown. It will include some small residential units, which would allow rents to be more affordable for an urban workforce, and there will also be retail space.
Do you know anything about the retail tenants?
Nothing's been confirmed so far, but something interesting did come up in an interview with one of our reporters this week. You might remember that the space that 19J will fill in the future includes the former home of an eatery called Italian Importing Company. Now, that space is being demolished to make way for this mixed-use project, but the developer of 19J told us that he could lure the owner of Italian Importing Company out of retirement to open at 19J once it's complete.
And not everybody's thrilled about this project, right?
Well, of course, the project is definitely moving forward, so there's not a lot of room for opposition now. But as we all know, no new project in Midtown is immune to criticism.
In healthcare, Marshall Medical Center is trying to get ahead of a potential problem facing hospitals nationwide, a looming doctor shortage. Marshall has hired 8 new doctors.
The Placerville Hospital and Healthcare Group says about 20% to 30% of its provider staff will retire in the next 2 to 5 years. So that's why Marshall has hired 8 new physicians who will start work by November. And over half of those new hires are under 40. Now, as you mentioned, this is an issue that's affecting medical centers beyond the Sacramento area. National research suggests that there's a growing number of licensed physicians who are 60 or older.
With the arrival of younger doctors, are these hospitals making any changes to their workplace culture?
That has been the case at Marshall Medical Center, where officials say that younger staff bring different expectations to the workplace. So those officials are looking at things like burnout and flexible time off policies.
In the Arden Arcade area, Lohmann's Plaza is adding a new type of tenant.
Club Pilates, which is a fitness franchise that's expected to open at the center in October. This is a departure from the businesses that are traditionally associated with the retail center, things like clothing stores, restaurants, things of that nature. Now, the local owners of Club Pilates in Lohmann's Plaza did open an Elk Grove site earlier this year, and they are also bringing a location to a retail center in Folsom called Broadstone Marketplace. There are other local Club Pilates studios that operate under separate ownership here. Now, increasingly, we're seeing that these different fitness studios are filling a variety of local retail centers. This isn't just limited to Club Pilates. We also see franchise chains expanding, including Orange Theory Fitness and Fit 36.
What's driving that expansion?
Nationally, we know that people are focusing more on a healthy lifestyle. Actually, in Lohmann's Plaza, Club Pilates is replacing a smoke shop. And this focus on a healthy lifestyle is happening at the same time that retail is changing. We see traditional brick and mortar businesses, such as clothing retailers, opening fewer stores. So these exercise businesses are a natural fit to fill those vacancies. And they ideally attract people who then shop and eat at other tenants in the center.
Well, let's wrap things up with beer. What's new on the brewery scene?
A new brewery called Burning Barrel Brewing Company is coming to 800 R Street. It could open in March. This new brewery comes from a local father and son team. The son was actually working in the tech industry before he decided to focus on beer. Naturally, this is another addition to the hot R Street corridor. It should be pretty exciting for beer fans over there.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.